There's tons of this. I wish we had that organ in this room.
And sleepy sang to me.
I'm pretty sure we've done this as an intro before.
In dreams he can.
Are you serious?
Yeah, because you've played that on the keyboard. Yeah.
Fuck that. God damn this show and it's fucking long length.
Yeah.
How fucking long have we been doing this? This is episode 143. Gee, what is that? 600 years?
Yeah.
We are cursed to do
this podcast forevermore.
Much like the Phantom of the Opera was cursed to haunt the theater or something, right?
It's a spooky week, ladies and gentlemen. Not the spookiest week.
The spookiest. But I feel like we've been gradually getting a little spookier each
week. We've been ramping up the spook clock.
Well, I do think our listeners might be listening to this on or around Halloween.
Could very well be.
Because our Halloween episode's going to come after Halloween, mm-hmm. so we can talk about Halloween. Our Halloweens and all the spooks that we got up to.
Xavier, I'm going to ask you this question. This isn't a question of what costume you are going to wear for Halloween.
It's on a completely different topic. How was your morning? Sorry, go on.
The question is, what is the best Halloween costume? Now, this is regardless, irrespective of price and feasibility.
Like for this year? Do you think this is
Halloween tip for
2014?
I've got a kind of classic one, which I think will work any year.
But is it a ghost? Is it a fucking sheet over here? Because I think that might be my favorite.
I think the answer will surprise you.
Oh, okay.
So you go first.
Well,
I want to blow you out of
what's
the water.
What's been popular in media for 2014?
Anacondas.
Yeah.
Butts. Yeah. You go as a pair of butt cheeks.
No, go as a butt cheek with an anaconda coming out of them. Ooh,
out of the butt cheek or out of the anus?
I started pooping an anaconda.
Oh, Jesus Christ.
Nicki Minaj, more like, Nicki.
Nicki, get me to a toilet. I'm pulling an anaconda out of my butt.
That's it. That is it. How can you top that? Well, I mean, what else has been big this year? U2 released an album for free on iTunes.
Yeah.
So I'd go as an apple with Bono coming out of its ass. coming out of the butt of an apple.
I would actually get 12 other friends together and I'd go as a Song of Innocence.
Very good.
And I would just steal people's iPhones.
Which one would
take
you
pictures of my dick on them. I'd be like, you got my pictures of my dick for free.
Wait, no, that didn't happen to you two.
Yeah, they put out 13 pictures of their dick for free on your iTunes.
Which Ramon is it that they refer to? Johnny?
Johnny. The Miracle of Johnny Ramone.
Yeah, you could go as... Because that's the spookiest track, right?
Is it?
Well, let me go through him, actually.
Well, he is dead.
And by the way, I should ask, are you talking U2 to me?
No. I think you brought it up, so you are talking U2 to me, in fact.
That's true.
And we shouldn't steal the catchphrase and name of another podcast.
No, I think people know we're familiar with it.
Chalkin' you poo to...
Oh, raised by wolves. That's pretty scary.
Yeah.
What about sleep like a baby tonight?
That's creepy, but it's not scary.
Sleep with a baby tonight. That's scary.
You're gonna sleep like a baby tonight.
Oh, the last track 11, The Troubles.
The Troubles.
It sounds like a horror movie waiting to happen.
No.
Ooh,
I hate
Troubles.
It.
You know the movie The Others? What if it was Troubles?
What if it was The Lovers?
Well, that's not a U2 song, so I don't understand why anyone would go
see
it.
That's true. That's true. You could go as a Gone Girl. In which case you don't turn up to the party.
If you're
looking for an
excuse to not show up to somebody's Halloween party, like
just
I
say
am.
I came as Gone Girl.
Yeah,
or I went as Gone Girl.
And then, well, I can't spoil it, I guess.
Yeah. Do it. I'm looking.
No. People are gonna see it.
I read the Wikipedia summary. Just tell me.
No. It's
spoiler alert. We're gonna ruin your Halloween.
Spoiler
Come on, tell
alert.
Me. Tell me.
Then you show back up again and pretend it was all... I don't fucking remember.
I knew. You don't remember? You liked that movie, though.
Yeah, I know. I liked it a lot. I just butchered my explanation of what happens. Anyway.
All right. I got a good Halloween.
Ben Affleck. How is he Batman and Gone Girl at the same time?
Wouldn't it be good if those two exist in the same universe?
Well, I think they do.
Yeah?
They dropped a lot of hints in the show.
Are we both still recording?
The movie? Yeah, stop asking.
I hear a click.
Shut up! I don't care!
Jesus.
I don't care which Adam Sandler movie you fucking listen to. I'm sorry.
I was
a little outburst. I think there might be some kind of monster inside of me.
That's okay. A little monster?
Like a Nicki Minaj type monster.
A monster? You've got a monster inside of you?
That's right.
Which one of the monsters?
I never watched the monsters. I'm going to take a gamble and say... Frankie
Munster.
I'm guessing.
You realize?
Am I close?
He's
like Frankie Stein.
Got several venereal diseases. You should get him right out of you. Mm. Frankie Stein.
No, I ate him.
You ate him.
Yeah.
I don't think that stops you from getting the diseases.
Venereal disease.
I think if you eat them, you get everything they had. If they had a fucking flu, and you eat a flu man, you get the flu.
But does that mean you get to keep all their stuff as well?
No. That's not how it works when you kill someone.
You get everything they have.
Yeah, I mean all the bad stuff.
Because like,
if you eat someone, you shoulder their debt, you shoulder their child support payments.
Oh man!
But you don't get any of the sweet high five or anything. Right person, then.
Yeah, you don't get any of the good. You get all the bad, no good. Is that what you're telling me?
That's why you shouldn't eat people.
Well, why does anyone eat anyone?
I don't know. Because they're very ill.
Is it a cure?
Is it a cure to eat someone when you're with? Well, it's a cure for being hangry, I suppose. Like if you're
that's the ultimate hungry, cure angry. For hangriness is murdering someone because you release that rage hangriness, and then you get to eat the corpse.
Hangry is a portmanteau of hungry and angry, right?
That's right.
Yeah, good. Yeah.
Where did that come from? It's from an ad, right?
I'm pretty sure.
Yeah. Do we know what it's an ad
for? Or the internet. Like, the internet seems like a...
I mean, the internet. What a
the
cesspool.
Likely progenitor of a word misspelt for comic effect.
Yeah, I guess so.
Are you Googling hangry?
I need to know. Oh, it is an internet thing.
Hangred?
I guess I figured it was just, like, for when you're fucking hangry, come on down to Burger Town.
Charles, you get a little angry when you're hungry. I like to call it hangry. And then he gives him the Snickers.
Charles.
Yeah, it's not the best name.
Charles.
Dean, you get a little angry when you're hungry.
Why? Dean? I don't know.
Dean and Sam from the show Dean. Supernatural.
Oh, yeah.
You get a little
yeah.
hungry when... Yeah, I just feel like they'd be tied into it somehow.
Totally.
Is that show over yet?
No, actually.
Jesus Christ.
Yeah.
They literally...
It was like 200 episodes.
Closed the gates to hell.
Mm.
And they and the
oh,
show
did they
still
lock
going.
The gates?
They locked the gates. Bow, 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 bow. How long has it been since you listened to Marin?
A little while.
Yeah, it's been a long time.
Rivers Cuomo was on about a month ago, actually. Yeah. I listened to that one.
Mm.
So not that long.
Rivers Quo no.
Rivers Quo, yeah.
Yeah, he was great.
Yeah.
He was great.
Yeah, 10 seasons so far on that one.
Jesus Christ.
Tom, we ought to introduce the show.
Mm-hmm. Do you reckon you could watch 4 seasons in one day? Of a television show.
It's like 4 seasons in one day. Is that,
no. Could you watch 4 seasons in one day?
Yeah, it depends on the show.
Yeah, I suppose.
If it were British seasons, the little 6 episodes.
Yeah, it's weird. A British thing.
Get it over in an hour.
I do it very weird.
Yeah.
What were you going to say? I made my dumb joke.
I was going to say we should introduce the show.
No. We got business to take care of.
Well, no, I'm talking about the show Supernatural.
Oh, yeah. Well,
like, we want to tell people a little bit more about the show.
Supernatural, definition. Something exceeding the realm of natural being.
That's right. And I think that applies to not only the subject matter, but also the quality of that fine US television series.
Absolutely.
Created by Eric Kripke.
Eric Kripke.
Or Kripke, perhaps. Kripke. Or perhaps Crypt Keeper.
Crypt Keeper.
Hmm. Maybe that's like why that. I got inspired to get into the Supernatural game.
Eric Crypt Keeper. He's a Crypt Keeper.
He also wrote a screenplay for the film Boogeyman.
Boogeyman?
Well, Boogie, I think.
Is that about a guy who just loves to get down?
No.
A guy who loves to dance?
It's about Mark Wahlberg and his massive penis. Boogeyman Nights. Boogeyman 2, Havana Nights.
Was Boogie...
Sorry.
I thought Boogie Nights was about a guy who just couldn't stop picking his nose.
That's right, with his huge dick.
Boogie Nights.
Oh, man, alive.
Yeah, well, Supernatural show.
Oh, man, undead.
It's a tale of two brothers.
Uh-huh. It's like a tale of two cities, but the cities are represented by brothers.
By brothers, yes. And this, and the
It was the best
tale.
Of times. It was the blurst of... We can talk about that,
yeah,
too.
Yeah, Xavier went to the blurst of times.
I don't know if I want to jump into that quite yet.
We had
I'll
almost,
write that down. We'll talk about that in a minute.
I want to talk about that because we had our most 20s day, like where we were our most 20s.
I think you're saying 1920s.
No. See here, broad, I'm gonna smack you up. I'm gonna tie you to the rail tracks. Yeah, that's my...
Oh, yeah, twirling that mustache of yours.
Yeah. I feel like my voice is unusually well-suited to that voice this morning.
Do you think you can twirl a mustache with hook hands?
I'm sure you'd find a way.
Yeah, you'd have to, right?
Whether you use both hands... Like, are they grabby hook hands, or are they...
No, they're just hooks.
Oh, okay. Well,
they're not claws.
You try and, like, twist it around. Mm. I wonder if there's a way to make your hook rotate.
Oh, and then you can just do it automatically.
Yeah. And that would be really menacing as well. You like come towards something like,
especially, but you're twirling your moustache with that. Like, you get caught up in that, right?
Yeah. You'd be like,
Well, that's very menacing. People are frightened of people who are frightened, if you ask me.
Bongsworth, help me.
Bongsworth? Yeah. Not even like Igor or something. You
Igor's far spookier. That's like supernatural. I'm talking
That's true.
Speaking of
supernatural,
villain.
By the way.
Oh, yeah, supernatural. Sam and Dean. Sam and Dean, what's their last name, Zayden?
Kane. Dean Kane, I believe.
Dean Kane. Sam
Worthington.
Sandwich. And Sandwich. Dean Kane. Okay, so Sandwich and Dean Kane. Brothers who fight crime.
Yeah.
Supernatural crime.
That's right. They're not just any crime fighting duo. We've heard about a few of those before.
If the crime is committed by a living person, they overlook it.
They don't care at all.
They don't give a shit.
They're like, hey, that's for the natural TV show.
Yeah, that's for the natural cops. We are the supernatural police.
That's right.
They actually also fulfill a kind of like Ku Klux Klan role in the supernatural
world. Oh, I really hope so.
They're really like, they are unusually prejudiced against those from the other realm.
I guess so, yeah, because they're really just trying to stamp them out, right?
Yeah, they don't like angels either. They stab a lot of angels in that show.
It's, if you ask me, it's a modern American Western.
Mm.
Two gunslingers ride into town, they fight the bad guys, kiss the girl, and ride out into the sunset again.
Hang on, both of them kiss the girl?
Yeah, both of them kiss one girl.
The brothers kiss one girl?
Yeah, I know. That's what makes it so fun. At the end of every episode, it's a three-way between them and some broad.
A little twincestual three-way. Mm-hmm.
Oh, they love it.
Very gross.
They're not twins, though. They're just brothers.
Yeah.
Anyway, if you're going to have cowboys, they need a trusty horse, and that's why they have...
The Mustang, don't they? They're in a black Mustang.
Oh, shit, why not? I've never watched the show.
It's a horse that's been supernaturally transformed into a car.
Oh, and that's why it's a Mustang, of course.
Yeah.
Does it go by the name Sally?
Yes.
Mustang Sally!
But also hot English Mustang. Mild American Mustang.
Yeah, that's pretty good. It is quite a mild Mustang.
Dijon Mustang.
They made an anime series of it.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
Anime?
Anamite? Anime? More like anime October.
Anime not, actually. I don't want to.
Yeah.
I may not.
I may not as well.
Jesus, that was a real bad bit
Tom,
of wordplay.
Sing once again with me, our strange duet.
Okay. Which is this duet?
Phantom of the Opera.
Oh.
And a one, and a two, and a one, two, three.
I have a face that's covered by a mask. It's because I was mutilated as a child.
I am a broad who has mixed feelings towards you. I think you might be my dad, but also we fuck.
I have magic arms. Whoosh. I can shoot fire out of them. That should impress you.
So I went to see Phantom of the Opera, a local musical society's production of it.
Yep.
Sort of expected pretty low production quality, but actually it was fucking spectacular.
Yeah.
It was pretty great. There was like pyrotechnics.
You were impressed.
Strobe lighting, smoke machines. I'm sorry. I didn't actually watch it. I just read the warning sign outside saying there would be smoke effects.
Do you reckon they could do a version of Phantom of the Opera called Phantom of the Knopfler, and it's just Mark Knopfler from Dire Straits playing guitar?
Yes.
While,
I hope he has a Halloween album called Phantom of the Knopfler.
That would be great.
Yeah.
That would be great.
Or the Knopfler Mash.
The Knopfler Mash. The Munster Mash. That should be a thing. We've already made a Munsters reference.
Mm.
Eddie Munster? I'm pretty sure Eddie Munster was a character. Eddie?
Sounds about right.
Eddie. Yeah, that sounds right.
Phantom of the Opera. That's a great musical.
Yeah.
Have you seen it? Have you seen the film or heard it or anything?
I've only ever heard you play the theme
okay.
on organ.
Yeah. I won't talk too much about it, though, but I kind of had a realization yesterday. The sort of basic plot is, like, the Phantom is haunting this theater, this very famous theater venue, and he sort of lives up in the rafters and makes all these strange demands, and, like, people don't even quite believe he exists, but he asks to be paid a lot of money. And he asks for certain people to be cast because he falls in love with this girl, Christine, who's like the female lead. He asks her to be cast in the new production. And he always asks for his box to be kept clear so he can watch from the guards.
I remember watching the Teenage Mutant Ninja Turtles episode where they parody it.
Okay. Yeah.
Yeah. So I think I got it.
You pretty much got it. Yeah.
April O'Neil plays Christine, I believe.
Mm.
And the Phantom of the Opera is some kind of frog.
Oh, perfect.
Some
kind
of ninja frog.
But I was watching it yesterday and I realized it's almost the exact same plot as Gremlins. Like, the Gremlins have a list of unwieldy demands, and then when people go, it's probably nothing. These demands, it doesn't, whoever, whatever. Then there's just chaos, and people have to deal with the fallout from that.
Does anybody die in Phantom of the Opera?
Yeah, totally.
Lots of people.
People, like, hung from the rafters.
Jesus.
Yeah, oh, you should see it. It's very epic.
Grizzly. Yeah. Andrew Lloyd Scabber.
Andrew. And Ghoul. Can we introduce our show?
The Carly Rae Jepsen half hour? Is that...
Oh, we should talk about that, too.
Yeah, that's where...
Fuck, man. There's so much jumping around today.
Yeah, there is. It's like House of Pain in here.
It's like House of Cards in here.
I think you missed my great House of Pain joke.
Yeah, it's
jump
pretty,
around.
It's like House of Lies in here. Carly Rae Jepsen at the moment is actually in, as far as I can tell, it's been in Sweden.
Sweden?
It's doing some recording for the new album. I wonder if the Swedish chef will be making an appearance. I wonder if she's recording on an IKEA microphone.
I wonder if she's eating meatballs.
And that's everything I know about Sweden.
Yeah.
But as you can tell from her Instagram page, of course, at Carly Rae Jepsen on Instagram, she's working with the Dream Team here in Sweden.
Who's the Dream Team?
Well, as I look back on the wall behind this posing group, they've got framed platinum records from Britney Spears, from NSYNC, others, you know?
just other names.
Oh, sure. Also, a picture of Elvis has been posted up here.
Costello?
No, the other one.
Little Elvis?
Yeah, that's right. Little Elvis Jones. Okay. And apparently, Carly's got a hot date with a bat. Bathtub.
Oh, okay.
Sorry, cool. I nearly said with a bat. And then that would be a little more
Halloween.
Spooky. Yeah, exactly. Yeah. So I was glad to catch up on that.
Yeah,
We talked a bit about Phantom. Blaster Times. I went to a music festival.
Yeah, we had a very, 20-year-old day that day. We went and bought drugs, and then I dropped you off at a music festival, which was great.
I didn't take the drugs at the music
festival. No, you didn't. Though. That's right. You were very responsible.
Well, I very got very
young
drunk,
adult.
So.
Yes.
But yeah, that was a fucking great time. I saw a lot of bands that we
have
play
used
on the
show
here.
Yeah,
Baba Ganoush, Jeremy Neal, Velociraptor.
Hockey Dad.
Dad. They're all great. What a good time.
Yeah.
Plenty of others, of course.
And others that I don't care to give a shout out on our show.
I haven't. I'm sure they would all be fine with us playing their music, but I haven't really asked them. So,
yeah.
But yeah, it was fun. What else? We had a swim.
We did have a swim. We should have another swim today. It'll be lovely.
It's a gorgeous.
Maybe we'll have one after the show.
Yeah, beauty. Listeners, you want to come join us? Head along to Name Redacted.
Bleep bleep bleep.
Yeah.
Something. And
bring
then a ladder.
Your swimmers.
Yeah, please.
Yeah.
Just try and find a pool, and odds are we'll be there.
That's true.
Any pool, anywhere.
Yeah.
We'll be there.
What just happened? I don't know.
You were just thinking about the prospect of going in the pool.
Yeah, I know. You just
became
me.
Wrapped. I'm sorry.
Mm.
We play... we got Game Center. We got NHL Game Center.
Hey, yeah, that's a thing.
Which means we no longer have to abide by the stupid low-quality free streams.
Yeah, we got those 1080p's.
We played paid a butt ton of money, and now we can watch every game.
You know what's
live,
funny? When you say 1080p stream, I'm thinking about a P stream.
Yeah, so am I.
Yeah.
I'm thinking about 10 to 10 and then 80 men. Not a 1,000.
A 10-year-old and an 80-year-old man both being and causing the same stream.
Oh, yucky. I wonder what young boy piss is like compared to old boy piss.
Oh, it's full of vitamins.
I've talked about young boy piss and how it's disgusting and it's very accurate.
It's very rich.
Syrupy, I believe, was the word I used.
Yeah, yeah.
Which is a good...
Well, I'm really glad we're talking about it again, hey?
Yeah. Well, I reckon old man piss is probably just as bad.
Maybe.
From my experience with old man piss, it doesn't smell very good.
A lot of old people have, a pretty bland diet.
That's true, and they like to drink water because there's nothing else they can do.
Yeah.
They're like,
oh, what's on today? Like, drinking water, huh?
Guess I gotta drink another cup of water.
Plans for the...
Stay hydrated.
Yeah.
Yeah.
If nothing else.
Yeah, no, exactly.
That's a bit grim.
If nothing else,
Grim
usually
Reaper.
There is nothing else.
Hmm.
Grim Reaper, yeah.
I'm just saying.
Grim Creeper.
Horror-Halloween.
Is next week? Horror-Halloween? You took a moment to take a drink, and I think the show suffered for it.
It was a poor moment. I'm sorry about that.
Mate, listen, you've got a lot of hours in the week to drink.
Yeah.
And these, a couple of hours where we do the podcast, not among them.
No, I'm sorry. I take it back. Blah, spit.
That's okay. Thank you.
It was not a good spit noise.
No, it wasn't. It didn't even sound like you're throwing up the water that you just threw up. All right. Welcome to Something Something Choice. Your weekly-ish dose of video games, scares, and something else. I'm your guest, Tom Sanderson. With me as always, or with you as always, in fact, is your inimitable host, Xavier Rubetsky. Mm. Good afternoon, Xavier.
Tom, you are the phantom to my Christine.
Am I?
You're the angel of music.
Is that what they call him?
Well, that's what he calls himself.
What a douche.
They call him things like the opera ghost.
The opera ghost.
They also say the words Phantom of the Opera about 16,000 times in that musical. Really? They're like, oh, the Phantom of the Opera is here. Oh, the Phantom.
When is it set?
Past.
The past.
Or the distant future. Ooh. When the history has reset itself.
That's the timeline has looped once
again. No, I think it's like 1800s, maybe?
1800s?
Yeah.
All right.
I don't know. They don't use iPhones in it, so it was before then. Everything before then might as well be the 1800s.
Yeah, I guess so.
You know what
before
I mean?
The iPhone.
Yeah, I mean the iPhone really came along and changed a lot of things.
Yeah,
like when I think about the Phantom of the Opera, like that story would be a lot different if there were iPhones. Like instead of being at the opera, they would be at home using their iPhones.
Yeah, probably.
Because like everybody loves to play with iPhones. Like the apps and stuff are great.
Yeah, exactly. Well, like, did he have like an iPod like mini?
Though? Yeah, he had like an iPod Classic.
Yeah, yeah, that's what I was thinking.
And
like,
they've been discontinued now, so obviously, yeah, like it's 1800s
fucking ages
or something.
Ago.
Yeah,
yeah.
Like,
remember when King Louis was in that iPod ad? That was crazy.
Wait, when King Louis was in the iPod ad?
Yeah.
Oh, with the U2 song.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Yeah, they were like, hello. I'm at a place called the 1800s.
Vertigo.
And you give me something.
Xavier.
Yeah?
I don't want to stop you, but I do believe you're talking U2 to me, so I think we should stop. We can't keep doing that.
Are you serious? We're not allowed to talk about U2?
Yes!
Like, there are other podcasts that discuss video games as well.
No.
We love discussing video games.
We talk about Ice Climber on this podcast.
You mean Ice Hockey?
Just Ice Climber.
Oh, okay. Oh, love jumping up those levels.
The Flyers won this week.
At Ice Climber?
Yeah, they won an Ice Climber. Wow, each one great. Of them played a game, and they all won.
All of them?
Yeah.
Wait, how do you win?
At Ice Climber.
Yeah.
They haven't stopped yet.
They just beat their personal records?
Yeah, exactly. Or? Beat their PBs.
Oh, that's pretty good.
And the coach was very proud of them. He was like, I've been training these boys to play ice hockey.
He was like, I was skeptical when they all asked to play Ice Climber instead of ice hockey, but it looks like it's paying off.
Yeah. I actually got a signed Ice Climber jersey from
really?
From my favorite player.
Who's your favorite player?
Claude Giroux.
Yeah, he's your favorite Ice Climber player?
Yeah, he's my favorite Ice Climber player. Also my favorite ice hockey player, but he's given it up.
Mm.
To pursue a career in the lucrative industry of ice climbing.
It's funny. My team has been practicing Ice Ice Baby.
Oh.
They've all been working on their karaoke renditions of it.
Yeah.
And they've actually all won. They all beat their personal best.
Oh, I thought that was where you played ice hockey, but with a human baby.
No, that's Ice Hockey Baby.
Oh, Ice Hockey Baby. Yeah. Right, okay. Sorry.
Ice Ice Baby is a song by a rapper by the name of Vanilla Ice. I don't know if you're familiar with it.
Vanilla Ice. Mm.
Like this, if you remember.
Cold as Ice.
That's a film he was in.
Yeah.
Ding, 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 diddle, ding, ding. I love that he came up with that bass line. It's so classic.
Yeah, I know. He's such a musical genius.
Yeah, yeah. Ding, ding, diddle, ding, diddle, ding, ding. Bing, bing. My only thing is, like, the lyrical matter. Like, if I was writing that song, I think, like, a cool thing to go along with that, like, ding, 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 diddle, ding, ding, would be, like, some kind of duke, like a white one, and he's pretty skinny, I guess, and he would be like, under pressure!
Yeah, like some sort of, like, there's some sort of, like, weight on you, or you're in, like, a really high tension situation.
Well, when you think about, like, ice and babies, like, it can be a lot of pressure having a baby, and also, like, the pressure between...
cold, because you have to keep babies real cold.
That's right, yeah, like, and the pressure between cells when you make something frozen is more than the pressure between cells when it's, like, a liquid or a gas.
And also just the pressure to sell records.
That's right, yeah, well, that's what that song's really about.
Yeah, of course.
In my eyes, anyway. I think Vanilla Ice, not to take any credit away from him, but he might have been missing some of his own subtext.
I like to think that the song...
Of course, the author's dead.
Ice Ice Baby... is a recipe to make the cocktail vanilla ice. One part ice, one part ice, one part baby. Yeah.
Yeah.
Delicious.
Yeah, yeah. Oh, it's
my favorite drink.
Down real smooth.
Yeah. Keeps the baby cold as well, which
that's
is
true, which is
obviously
important.
Yeah, the doy.
All right, maybe we should take a little break.
I think we should.
Listeners, we'll be right back with our second segment. Please don't go away. You're listening
Please don't go away.
Something Something Joystick on the Something Something Joystick Podcast Network.
Network of One, baby.
That's right. And don't go away. Be safe. We'll be right back after these commercial messages from just a piece of music and no commercials. Imagine if we had ads.
That'd be great.
What would we advertise? What do you think we're a good fit for?
Vanilla Ice's latest album.
Yep, yep, yep.
The story.
He's still got it, by the way.
Has he?
Oh, of course.
What, the baby?
That's right.
Still got it on ice.
Still got it on ice.
Yeah, that's fair. Yep.
In case he needs to transplant it into his body.
What?
I don't know.
He's going to put the baby inside him?
That's right. In case one of his organs stops functioning properly. Organs, Phantom of the Opera.
Oh, right. Okay. I think that was a nice place to tie it up as a little bow.
Think so? All right. Well, wait and see what commercials. All right, whatever. We'll see you back here in just 1 minute. Something's on your joystick. Video game.
Let it die!
It's
the middle segment of the podcast.
Thanks, Tom. I forgot what I was saying.
Oh, well.
Lost my train of thought there.
You know me. I've got your back, buddy.
Yeah, you have.
I've got your back and baby's got your back.
Where did baby get back from in that song, by the way?
The back store.
Yeah?
Yeah.
They're all out of you or something. it's the middle part of the podcast, as my good friend Tom has alerted you to. What a terrible sentence structure.
That's all right. Syntax don't mean shit.
No, no, let's restart the whole podcast.
All right.
Hey, I mean... blam, 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 blam. No, of course, it's the middle segment of the podcast. One of my top three favorite segments. I've said it before, I'll say it again.
It's up there.
Not afraid to go on record. Or on MP3 download, is the case.
Imagine if we did a vinyl press for every episode of this podcast.
God. I don't think we'd fit on an LP.
Really?
We're too long.
Yeah.
We wouldn't fit even on a compact disc.
Would not?
No, I think they can only hold an hour 20.
Really?
That's crazy. I think that's right, yeah.
That's crazy.
Unless it was an MP3 CDR.
Nah, fuck. I'm not fucking with MP3.
Well, no. I mean, what would be the purpose there?
Yeah, exactly.
Yeah. Sorry, listeners. The physical release has been delayed.
Imagine if the internet went away.
No. Oh.
That would suck.
Yeah. I mean, yeah. I like the internet.
Yeah, so do I.
I mean, all my stuff is there.
What would you do?
What would I do?
How would you do?
How
do you do?
How good you kick.
Yeah, callback to last week's episode.
I think it's time for another segment, another episode of the Sunny Time Sunshine Corner with Xavier Robetsky.
That's a good idea.
I'd like to shed a little sunlight on the internet this week.
That's a good idea.
Where would we be without the internet? You know, mm-hmm. I mean, one thing I like about the internet is it's sort of like a super highway for information, you know. You can find really direct sources of information and knowledge and media, and you know, you can interact with people through it. And it's fast, it's lightning quick these days, you know. Yeah. The connections have gotten better and better over time, if you ask me. And so it really is revolutionizing the way that people interact with one another. And frankly, I'm excited about it.
I'm 100% on board with that, Xavier. But I also think it's time for an installment of Throwing Shade in the Dungeon with Tom Sanderson.
Now, that was throwing shade, not throwing shit, by the way.
Yeah, I would like to throw some shade, conversely, on the dark web, the deep web.
Oh.
Some people might say,
now, I've
Tom,
heard about this place. Tell me about
How do you throw shade on the dark web? Yeah, it's dark already. Well, I'll tell you, just like this. What are you doing with the dark web, huh? You're going down there, you're looking for nasty things like drugs.
Yeah, but giving people a little bit more information. They might not know about what the dark web is.
The dark web is what the internet turns into at night. And you access it with a dark web browser.
It's very spooky, isn't
such
it?
As,
like a werewolf type situation.
Yahoo or Internet Exploiter.
Explorer.
Yeah, or Firefox.
It's not that scary.
Yeah, it's not. It's kind of just gross. Anyway, no.
Fur fox. Wolf fur, that is. Because it's a fox that turns into a wolf.
Firewear fox? Firewear fox? Yeah. Vampire fox?
Safari. Eek!
Anyway, you dark web weirdos. I don't care what you say to me. I don't like you because you operate in the shadows.
Mm.
And
you know who else operates in the shadows?
Who?
Batman. The Phantom of the Opera.
Oh, that's true. But Batman too. Is Batman the Phantom of the Opera?
Well, there's no clue. No evidence. It could be.
His parents were killed at the opera, so I don't see any reason why he wouldn't haunt the opera.
That's a good point.
That's kind of like a fork in the path.
Yeah, why didn't Batman just haunt that theater?
Yeah, exactly. That's sort of the root of all his problems.
I hope that's what the new Ben Affleck Batman is like.
It's the Phantom of the Opera with Batman.
Bom, 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 bom.
Fantbat of the Opera.
No, 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 Batman.
I'm a fan of the opera.
Oh, yeah?
I'm a fan Tom of the opera, actually.
Oh,
I like the opera.
Hello.
Fan Tom of the opera.
I'm going to write that one on a piece of paper.
I think I hit that right out of the stupid thought. On a t-shirt. I'm pretty pleased with that.
Fan Tom. All right, I'll remember that.
Yeah, please.
Yeah.
I like to have fan tails at the opera, actually.
All right, stop.
Okay, you milked it for a
while. Push your luck.
All right, Sanderson, settle down.
All right, it's the middle segment of the podcast, and one of the things we'd like to do on this chapter of the podcast is we like to look at things that are current, things that are up to date. We want to date this episode. I'd like to take it out on a nice moonlit night, and
I want to fuck this episode on the beach.
Hello there. I was going to say take it out on a moonlit date, and then suddenly the moon comes out from behind the shadows, and I have to rush away into the bushes. Because the transformation is about to begin.
Oh, okay. I thought it was because
I would say, and then suddenly my snout comes poking out of my face.
You turn into a werepig.
That's
a man pig.
I'm a police officer.
Boy by day, police boy by night.
Police boy. You that boy.
Why, yes, sir.
Excuse me, I'm an officer.
All right. But it is, we like to talk about sort of current, up to date sort of issues. One of which I think we might like to talk about, definitely I'd like to talk about, is the new Taylor Swift album.
Oh, Tay-Tay.
It is one day away here in the United States of Australia, and boy, am I excited.
Mm-hmm.
By the way, why aren't we calling it the United States of Australia? Like, our states are pretty united.
No, they're not.
Well, I guess Tasmania is
Western
a bit of a
Australia word. Can go fuck itself. Oh, some of them are territories.
Way. Like, rude. I guess there are territories.
Yeah, there are territories.
United Territories of Australia.
Territories.
Taylor? Trees?
Taylor, nifty. She's very nifty.
Look, the new album, 1989.
Is that what it's called?
That's right. It's named after the year of her birth.
Oh.
Mm.
How egomaniacal of her.
Well, her name's on the
thank
record.
You. I was born
in a crossfire hurricane. That's what that
is. It a title is it a concept is? Album about her birth?
No, not really.
Shake It Off was referring to the placenta that was stuck to her face.
Yeah, it's definitely what it's about. No, it's her first attempt, quote unquote, her first full blown attempt at making a pop record.
Oh.
I'd like to argue with that a little bit.
I think
but,
Red was pretty poppy.
Yeah. Well, that's what I thought.
Poptacular.
That's what I was saying to people when that record came out, was like, oh yeah, there's no country on it. Like, it's a pop album.
Yeah.
But I guess like,
I think she lost all her country cred the minute she incorporated dubstep into her sound.
Yeah, well, she was showing an ability to and an interest in checking out new genres and testing the waters, seeing if her fans would respond to it. Turns out they did. That was a smash hit. And so on this record, she's going for a sort of 80s style pop, more electrons in it. That's right.
Yeah.
But one thing in particular I wanted to talk about in this album.
Please.
Obviously, we'll have a more detailed analysis for next week.
We might even do a bonus ep.
Oh, imagine.
Yeah.
We did You Talking Taylor to Me. And you can we go through all the albums?
I'll take
you on a guided tour.
It's going to be more like Analyze Swift.
Yeah, you're right. Analyze Swift.
You're going to try and convince me to like
listeners,
Taylor Swift.
Write in if you think this is a good idea. Also write in
it's
if you think
not,
we're
no.
far too transparently ripping off other better podcasts. But that's always kind of been the secret motto of SSJ.
What you can't buy, steal.
That's right. And what you can't steal, teach Jim. Anyway, the one thing I wanted to talk about is there was a glitch.
What's that green ink all over your hands?
What? Oh my god, that pen. Oh my god, that pen is haunted. When I wrote Phantom of the Opera, it's fucking all over. I've been slimed.
Oh, jeez. Who are you going to call?
Hands.
The soap, please.
Yeah.
Wash my hands.
Anyway, we're going to just deal with that, I guess, for the time being. Thank you for pointing it out. I'm like a fucking regular Shrek over here.
Yeah.
Maybe Shrek
you're getting,
2.
You're getting Shrekified.
Shrek 2 the streets.
Yeah.
what are we talking about?
Shrek Taylor Swift. 2, Electric oh, yeah. Shrekaloo.
Shrek 2, Shrek in the City.
Shrek 2, Revenge of the Shrek, Attack of the Shrek.
Attack of the Shreks.
Rise all right. of the Planet of the Shreks.
Come on, I don't want to get sidetracked.
Sidetracked.
Oh, boy. But, yeah, there was a bug. You might have read about this already, listeners. There was a bug on the iTunes store, particularly in Canada.
Was it the Beatles?
It was the Beatles. And I thought, let's do a track 3 from Taylor Swift.
Well, that's what Paul said.
That's what Paul said.
That's what Ringo said. He said that's what Paul said.
Oh, Ringo ate my baby.
It's funny, but that's what George said. He said Ringo said Paul said that.
So Taylor Swift, unknowingly, due to a bug on the Apple Store, accidentally released what was labeled track 3 from her new album, like a pre-release thing. But it was not track 3 from the album at all. Mm-hmm. It was actually 9 seconds of static, like quiet, like almost silent static.
Spooky.
Just weirdly somehow crept into the machine. But what's really spooky about it is how popular it was. It shot straight to number one on iTunes, replacing her actual songs that were numbers 2 and 3, and became the most bought track on iTunes Canada.
What if everyone who listened to that track of Static died within 12 days?
Oh, imagine that. Well, it hasn't been 12 Ooh. Days yet.
Yeah.
And I listened to it.
Hey, did the Beatles
maybe,
ever plan?
Maybe the horror, the sick old twisted twist at the end of next episode. Or
can that be our feature
next
track
episode.
For this week?
Oh, that's a great
can
idea.
Can you get in strife for, like, she can't possibly have...
Well, no, they deleted it from iTunes. Like, I don't think she owns copyright over it.
Maybe we should cover that song.
That's a great idea.
All right, do you want to do it?
Wait. Let me get my instrument out. Okay. Like, hang on a sec. Let me just grab a guitar.
Yeah.
Just one sec.
Just grab a guitar. All right. So, can I just be on backups?
On backup. Oh, do you want to play guitar as well?
Backup vocals, I mean.
Yeah.
I can't play guitar.
No, you can play guitar on this one.
No, you know I
hang
can't
on a
play
sec.
Guitar.
Let me just tune
hang
up.
Hang on. Yeah, actually, I will play guitar.
Yeah, yeah.
Just got to
get in tune. It's like.
All right. Yeah. Just. Give me your E, please.
Oh, my A?
Give me your E.
That sounds okay.
Yeah, cool. That's it.
Yeah, what
that's
about
it? Yeah, cool. Is it intonated properly? Just let me check.
Wait, just one moment. Wait, I'm trying to tune over here.
Okay, shoo. Okay, cool.
No.
Yeah, it's perfect. No, lower. Lower.
Too low. I think that's it. So right, let's
cool.
All right. So on the count of three,
this is our cover.
This is our brand new cover of Taylor Swift's hot number one single, track 3. Nice. We took
that's,
a bit long.
Yeah, that's
a slow that
that's a hit. Well, no. Ooh. Well done. No. That was a great. I don't know. I reckon. Just sit back on the groove next time. Just gotta lay back on the groove.
Yeah, I think it was the tuning.
Yeah, probably. I don't know. It was unconventional. I liked it, but I think we could be more faithful.
Yeah, more facial as well.
More facial. Yeah, definitely.
Yeah, I should come on your face more.
Can I just put it on the bed because I don't want
to.
I don't want to smack it on the wall.
Well, yeah, I'm going to need that for recording our next.
Yeah,
album.
No, of course.
Smash
yeah.
it single.
I feel like we should. Yeah,
it was pretty cool though. It was like a little Halloween.
Yeah,
Halloween horror surprise for Taylor Swift fans.
Well done, Taylor Swift fans.
Yeah,
you've successfully proved that you are the most intelligent music consumers in the
industry. You will buy anything.
You will buy anything.
This is all people who didn't like preview the track before purchasing it. They were just like, "Fucking yes!"
Immediately.
Yeah.
They had it on pre-order or something.
Yeah,
just
maybe
download as soon as... Just take the money and download as soon as it comes out.
Yeah.
Oh, do they get their money back?
Yeah, I imagine so. Or they'll get a pre-download of that actual track 3.
Yeah.
I don't know. I didn't read up any follow-ups.
I'd love it if Taylor Swift was just like, you're not listening to it on the right headphones.
Yeah, she's like, no. That's seriously, like, it was so popular that they changed track three.
You have to listen to it on Beats headphones. The only headphones you can hear.
Yeah. I really hope there's a deluxe edition where that track is still bundled in.
Yeah.
Like as a little joke.
That would be great. But also, fuck you, Taylor Swift. You idiot.
It wasn't her.
Yeah, it probably wasn't
her. Sure it was the iTunes store that just had a bug or something.
Oh, fuck you, Apple. Not a good food, not a good company.
They should have put it straight into your iTunes library for free. Like,
they fucking should have.
Yeah.
Bono hasn't got the corner on that shit. Come on.
Oh, yeah. It's funny. I was reading, this is not funny, it's kind of sad. I was reading an article this week that said, this is the first year in recorded history that there hasn't been a platinum album.
Yeah.
Released by anyone.
That's crazy.
And in fact, the three biggest selling albums of the year were all released last year.
Yeah.
Which is wild. So a lot of people have a lot of hopes on this Taylor Swift album to be the one that will actually to sort of say, okay, we still have a record industry. Like, there's still something here.
I don't think we do.
I mean, Taylor Swift's a real underdog in this, I think, you know?
Yeah.
We're really all just hoping she can do it.
Yeah.
Pray for the girls.
Tell you what, that track of silence, that's a Taylor Grift right there. And they're trying to grift us.
Taylor Grift.
It's not my best.
It's a tale of grift.
It's a tale
of two shitties. That's about all that happened this week, if you ask me. Anything else, really?
There was... no, we don't need to talk about that on air.
No.
Just, we can say our thoughts and prayers are with the families in Ottawa.
Jesus.
It was an awful thing that happened.
Yeah.
Sorry, everyone. I hope.
Sorry.
Well, it wasn't me.
Are you sure?
Yes, I am. And then we shouldn't joke about that, probably.
No, well, you fucking...
Yeah.
Just acting real suspicious, that's all.
Yeah, it's...
Like, I'm just going to draw whatever conclusions.
Please don't draw anything. You're a terrible drawer.
You're not terrible. You can tell by the fucking pen ink all over my hands. True.
You express yourself in a different way, Xavier.
That's right. It's okay. All over my hands. Hey, I'm expressing myself.
We were talking about this the other night.
It's gear a commercial change. For a motion picture by the name of Racing Stripes.
It's about a zebra who turns pro in the racehorsing world.
Yeah. And the thing there is, it's a 2005 movie.
Yeah.
I clearly have a great fucking memory. There's two flies hanging out on this zebra.
Yeah.
It's hard to see them because...
I think one of them was played by David Spade.
Are you serious?
Yeah.
I want to look at the cast and crew. But anyway... What happened? And then he
jumps in the coffee.
They jump in or land in a cup of coffee.
And he says,
and he's like, hey, you can't swim in there. And then the other guy's like, hey, I'm expressing myself.
Yeah.
Which really bugs me because you don't drink espresso.
Yeah.
Thank you. Apparently, it is similar in style to the 1995 movie Babe.
Bib.
In that the protagonist is a talking animal who lives on a farm and succeeds in an activity not expected of his species. That is the synopsis on Wikipedia.
What does Babe succeed at that is not expected of his species?
He's a sheepdog.
Oh, I thought he was like a singer.
Well, he does sing.
Yeah.
If I had words, I'd make a song for you. He did.
Who wrote that pig song?
I don't know. If I had... I think it won an Oscar?
Because your uncle directed that film.
That's right.
That is a popular SSJ factoid.
Yeah.
Xavier's uncle.
That's true.
Very popular director.
Yvonne Keeley and Scott Fitzgerald.
F. Scott Fitzgerald.
F. Scott Fitzgerald. Yeah.
F. Scott Fitzgerald.
It's a 1978 UK hit song by F. Scott Fitzgerald.
Wow.
Reached number 24 in the Australian charts.
Yeah.
And it stuck with whoever...
It's funny, F. Scott Fitzgerald is more connected to Australia than we know. Ray Gatsby filmed here by an Australian filmmaker.
Wow, look at that cast list. Frankie Muniz, Hayden Panettiere.
Yeah.
Whoopsies Goldberg.
I think you mean Hayden Pantani. Yeah.
Mandy Moore. Whoever Bruce Greenwood is.
Bruce.
Yeah. Dustin Hoffman's in it.
Yeah, the Rain Man himself.
Yeah.
Tootsie himself.
Tootsie and Whoopi together at last.
Whoop.
Yeah. Oh, okay. So Bruce Greenwood, whoever he is like a corn farmer.
Who's the fly, damn it?
Oh, who plays the fly? Yeah.
Jeff Goldblum.
Oh, animals.
Jeff Goldblum plays the fly.
That's great. Let's see. Whoa, Snoop Dogg plays a dog. The family's lazy bloodhound who talks while sleeping all day.
Sleeping, yeah, like
classic. Yes.
Sleeping.
Sleeping weed, you know what I mean? Yeah. Fly.
A weed overdose.
Oh, okay. The Horsefly Brothers, Buzz and Scuzz.
It's Buzz and Scuzz.
Oh, Steve Harvey and David Spade.
Oh,
there you
Streep
go.
Harvey.
Streep Robbery.
I love Streep Harvey.
Oh, he's great.
He hosts Family Feud.
That's right. He's incredulous towards everything.
Yeah.
They always ask a question that is like explicitly designed to have
to
a sexual answer.
No, to catch out like idiots.
No. But if you've actually watched the American Family Feud, it's almost always like, you know, what would you call your dog, but you wouldn't call your wife? And then it's like anything anyone says. He's like, whoa, what? What would you say?
My favorite one is where he's like, all right, name a word that would appear after pork. And then this guy with the utmost confidence is like, coupon. And then he spends a solid 5 to 10 minutes going, coupon!
Pork
coupon! and the studio audience is losing their fucking minds.
Loving it.
I watched that whilst very stoned once. Yeah. And that's where Streep Harvey came from. It's just like
Streep Harvey is a thing?
I say Streep Harvey when I hear Steve Harvey because okay. It's just funny to me that I mispronounced his name once while I was laughing at
that. All right, I'll take that.
But yeah, Steve Harvey's amazing. He's if you've watched his last ever stand-up special, he's wearing like a white tie tuxedo and just like on stage in Atlantic City or something. Mm. And just being the most Steve Harvey he could be. Like, yeah,
perfect.
Yeah. Incredulous, like talking smack about it.
I like to think his stand-up is like, recently I surveyed 100 people.
Family Dude.
Yeah. What if, you know that show Family Dude? Yeah. It seems today, it's Saddle Club. Was that in the sound check? Am I making a reference?
No, that was great. That was fresh.
No, I mean...
No, you didn't do that in the sound... Oh, yeah, no. The Saddle Club thing,
so, yeah,
all
people
of that was in the sound check. Yeah, no, you'll get it in...
Stick around to the end, friends.
Your kids are going to love it.
That's great.
It takes so long.
It's time travel-y. All right, we're going to take another break, I think.
All right,
cool. That's about everything that happened this week.
Uh-huh.
Unless I'm forgetting something. Something really important.
Mm, like, what's my birthday?
Yeah.
Birthday anniversary. Birth anniversary. And you missed it. I also graduated from Birth to University.
You graduated from Birth to University?
Yes.
So you were born this week.
I was born this way and I was born this week.
So it's not your birthday.
I mean, I was born this week. Like, I was never stronger as a baby than I am now.
Yeah, that's right. If anything, you were weaker back then.
Yeah, probably. Weak as a child.
Weaker than.
Yep, great band.
Hmm.
John C.
Riley? Pendleton?
I'll see you after the break.
All right. Catch ya on the flip side. Of the podcast, because you have to flip it over. You're listening to that LP.
On the double LP.
That's right.
It's the double B side.
So you don't flip it. You really need to take out the other disc for this one.
It's the double D side.
Hello.
Oh, we're back.
Oh, yeah, back in black.
Once again, we're back, ready to stack a bunch of flack on this crack.
We're back to the shack.
We're back to the shack with Martin. I can't think of a Martin.
Okay, great. Right. We're up to the third segment of the podcast. And as you know, and I don't have to tell you, listener, it's the segment where we receive the mail from the listeners. It's you, and then we read it.
Mm-hmm. Yep,
that
this
about
is
sum it up?
The part where you get to have a say.
That's right. It's been us yapping on all day. It's about time we heard what the fans had
Less
to say.
Podcast, more me. That's what I like to say.
That's right. So let's jump right into it, I guess.
Yeah.
All right. Jared Ettinger writes into the show.
Jettinger.
By the way, I should mention... occasionally people write into the show that haven't earned our trust yet and we censor their names.
Yes.
So the NSA does not come after them.
Yeah. But Jared, we know he's a true believer, true dissident. He's with us trying to rock the boat.
Yeah.
Trying to smash the state.
And we know he's a true...
It goes down to the bone.
Like, he's a true anarchist.
Die on the fighting
exactly.
lines.
Exactly. He will become a martyr for our movement. Mm. He also has an extensive knowledge of explosives, which makes him very handy for our needs.
He knows about C4. He knows about A4 paper.
He knows about D12.
Wait, the rap group?
Yes, oh, it's the rap maybe. Group.
Why did they name themselves after Dungeons & Dragons dice, by the way?
Don't know.
Very, very, very weird.
Mm.
I know, by the way, Dungeons & Dragons people, that D20 is the main one, but there is a D12.
There is a D12.
Suck it. Jared says, now that you guys have your own place, how will it affect your Halloween celebration? Are you planning on throwing a party or going out? I think Jared's upset we didn't invite
him. We are having a party, Jared. And yes, you were invited for you weren't invited for a reason. And that reason is you live in America.
I think the main Halloween celebration we're doing is the podcast next week.
Yeah, pretty much. We have separate Halloween plans for the Halloween night, I believe.
Which I kind of don't want to give away too much.
What, your plans?
Of my plans.
Because people might follow you.
No, because it'll be more interesting to hear about them after
they've happened. Oh, yeah, that's true.
Because if I say, I'm going to this party, then people will be like...
Which party are you going to?
It's a secret.
I thought I had you there.
I don't even know if I'm going to a party, to be honest. Ooh. Who knows what kind of terrifying things might happen.
Yeah.
It's not for the listener, but I'm giving you a little signal here.
Yeah. He's closing one of his eyes, and the other eye is just sort of twitching. And his tongue's making this weird
motion.
No,
this one's open. Look at this.
No, the it's twitching. Eye. It's twitching.
It's not a twitch. You look a little closer.
Your lid is going half open, half closed.
Thomas, imagine both of my eyes doing this. What would you call that?
That's a blink.
Yeah, yeah. But when it's just one of them, what do you... Like, one eye remaining open. I'm even holding it open now.
A clink?
All right. We're gonna pass on this.
Okay.
We're going to leave this.
All right.
But we'll talk more about our Halloween plans after they've happened, I think.
Yeah, cool.
It's probably more interesting that way. I'm interested to hear about our listeners' Halloween experiences. Maybe next week, when we do our Halloween special.
Halloween scaretacular.
People can tell us. I'd love to hear just any spooky stories people have. If you want to send in any kind of ghost story, spooky tale, anything you might tell around the campfire, that'd be great. But I'm also curious to hear what people did this year on Halloween.
Mm.
Because I don't know what my plans will be like, but hopefully someone else will do something spooky.
Well, it's
going to
be
fun.
One of two options, Xavier. Is it? You either trick or you treat.
That's true. Yeah, right? Yeah, yeah.
Anything else is not acceptable.
Well, look, here's hoping it's a treat.
Yeah, I hope so too.
You know, I love treats.
And I like a trick as well, though. You know, like kickflip, double 180 nose, grind,
nose wheelie,
a manual,
do a McFlip twist,
an Emmanuel, 720 the angel,
varial McHeel flip,
a kick drop, boombox,
dark slide, DZ death ray,
do a lord.
Lord?
Yeah, Lord of Dogtown.
Oh, I understand. Yeah, yeah. One of those famous lords from Dogtown.
When Lord played all the characters in that movie.
I'd watch that.
Would you? Lord of Dogtown wasn't a great movie in the beginning.
Mm.
I've seen it so many times. It's ridiculous.
You know the musical genre Britpop?
Yeah.
Like it's British pop music.
No, it's Britney pop.
Damn it! Pop. Did you hear our conversation before?
What conversation?
Oh, me and were talking about. I mean, bleep, I guess. Do you want me to bleep that? Is this still
bleep it, bleep it. I
you want me to bleep my own
yet.
Girlfriend's
yeah.
name?
Yes,
like,
I do.
More than comfortable talking about
no,
it.
No, too bad. Sorry,
head
I'm in charge.
Head writer of the show.
I'm in charge here. Yeah, she doesn't get credit until I figure out a good nom de plume for her.
Is it because how long has it been? It's been like a month now that you haven't thought of anything.
Hey, you know that famous electronic music artist in Australia?
Flume?
Yeah. Is his name, is that a nom de plume?
Shut up. Shut up. Yeah, hey, that's much better than Britpop.
You know prunes, right?
Do I know prunes?
You know prunes. Is that their nom de plum? Because they're plums? Dried up plums?
I'm planning on murdering my best friend Tom Sanderson for Halloween.
Nom de prune. Is that better than, you know, plums? That nom de prune? Yeah.
I get it, Tom.
Should it go backwards or forwards?
I don't know. Ryan Juan writes into the show.
Rye Dog.
Juan is not his real last name. As I mentioned before... he's being kept in the witness protection program.
I can't wait till we have a listener who writes in with the last name Juan,
first name.
Juan.
Mm.
Juan.
Oh, those are the days.
Yep.
In the future. Days of future past. Yeah.
It's the edge of tomorrow, baby.
I want to watch that X-Men again.
Yeah, it's pretty good.
It's pretty good.
I didn't hate it. You know that that Mystique?
I've cooled on it over time.
She's a babe, if you ask
she's
me.
She's a real enigma. Wrapped in
who
a
is
mystery.
She really? That's what I'd like to know.
Blue
sure,
person.
She shifts her shape, but what's the real Mystique?
Well, I'd shift her shape, you know.
Okay.
It's very unsavory.
That's
too very
much
unsavory.
Of that. That's a spicy
it's
meatball.
Very sweet, actually.
Ryan wants to know the spookiest song you've heard in a game.
Did they use werewolf bar mitzvah in a game?
No. There's no official 30 Rock game.
Spookiest song I've heard in a game.
I would think...
Have they ever used Evanescence in a game?
Bayonetta probably rips off Evanescence in the game. I don't know. My spookiest song is... from Bowser.
Okay, that's pretty spooky.
I don't know. Like, that's what I think of as spooky music in a game. I guess, like, absence of music in games is often spooky.
Yeah, like in PT.
PT is a good example,
was fucking
yeah.
Yeah. There was a lot of radio in that, though.
Yeah. Yeah, I guess, like, some
the
of
suspect
the...
suspect murdered his family, stringing them up by their genitals. Like, yeah, just gross shit. Like, that was weird. See, I think pretty spooky music is, like,
Yeah, it's pretty spooky.
It's pretty spooky.
It at least conveys some sort of danger.
Yeah,
it's hard because it's unpredictable.
Yeah, exactly.
Who knows what's going to fly at you. Maybe it'll be a ghost. Not on that level, though.
No.
Wow, we talked about video games.
What?
Have you played any video games lately, by the way?
No.
You and I tried out a game for the first time this week.
Yeah.
A little game called NHL 15, but with no goalies.
Yes, we played end-to-end hockey.
We
it was like basketball.
Pull the goalies at every possible opportunity.
Yeah, it was great.
I think I won,
Yeah, oh, no, that's right.
The game cut out in the first period.
There was an error.
They were like, the game couldn't handle as many goals that I scored that you didn't score.
You scored 9, I scored 6, which is still not a great.
But you know what's great is when it froze, it was on the score. The score
69,
on the screen was 69.
Yeah, that was pretty great.
Perfect.
I remember we did a similar thing with NHL 94, and I, for whatever reason, I just fucking destroyed you. It was like 15 to 4 or something like that.
Yeah, I think I remember that. It's basically Pong at that
point.
It
is. Yeah, no, yeah, it's ice truly, pong. Yeah, it's like basketball, I think.
Well, more like Pong.
Yeah, a bit like basketball.
A little bit more like Pong.
It's on a video game system, so it is a bit like Pong,
but
mostly like basketball.
Barely even like leaving the ground. Like in basketball, it's all about throwing through the air.
Yeah, I know, but in basketball, we don't have goalkeepers.
Yeah, but
in hockey without goalkeepers,
in Pong, you don't have goalkeepers either.
Yeah, I know, but in Pong, it's only one person per team.
Yeah, I know, I understand that.
Yeah, I know,
but
it's just like
one person less per team in
the button.
Yeah, well,
also Pong
was
on the Commodore 64.
It's more like a complex version of Pong.
Well, actually, complex version of Pong would probably be tennis.
I'd say about 0 buttons.
Tennis would make more sense. You know, be like out. But, you know, I think we came to...
I made such a good point that I stopped talking like you would stop.
What was your point?
I was just like, you said something... I don't know. Never mind. Listeners can hear it back.
Yeah, I suppose so. Isolate the tracks, listeners. Send them in.
That's right. Spookiest song I've heard in a game. Somebody make a game and put an episode of the podcast in it.
Yeah.
Very spooky.
I feel like all the tongue movements I do in this podcast don't get conveyed to the listener. Mm.
I hope we never get a video part of this podcast, though. It would not suit us.
I'd love to do a video podcast.
Maybe.
A vodcast, if you will. Maybe just a television show.
Vodcast? Vodka?
You heard it here first, guys. We're doing a television show.
That's right. We're being confirmed. Comedy Central picked us up.
Yep. Fuck you, Chris Gabbard.
We have a 2-hour slot every night.
Mm-mm.
Once a week, sometimes on Mondays.
And we're absolutely not obligated to fill it. We do it out of the goodness of our own hearts.
That's right. You're welcome, by the way.
Yeah, suck at Google Jokes. AdSense. Now we got fucking Comedy Central paying it. Yeah, I don't know. Yeah, your chance, Google.
Hamish Juan.
No, Ham.
Dear friend of the show. Writes in, by the way, Ryan Juan, dear friend of the show.
Yeah, also dear friend of
also,
the show.
Also, Jared Ettinger, dear friend of the show.
I would say dire enemy of the show.
Dire Straits?
Dire Straits of the show.
Yeah.
Mark Knopfler. Phantom of the Mark Knopfler.
Hamish says, who is the worst villain ever created? Now, I wonder if he means, like, the worst, like, the most horrible.
Yeah.
Or, like, the just most horrible.
Let's do both.
Okay.
Okay, worst villain ever created. Like, the most evil guy ever created.
I'd say Hitler.
I would say Doc Brown from Back to the Future.
No.
Yes.
No.
What's he doing?
Take that back, please.
Steering this young boy astray, taking him away from his schoolwork.
No, he was already taken away from the schoolwork.
Alluring him with the dangers of
playing his electric guitar.
Time travel. No.
He would have found a way to time travel regardless of whether he met Doc Brown or not.
Yeah, but the other way probably would have involved drugs and not putting his life on the line, not almost banging his mum.
Who hasn't, in a moment of weakness, almost banged their mum?
Jesus Christ, Savior.
Come on, let's be honest here. We're open on the podcast.
I haven't thought about banging my mum in years.
Yeah, exactly. In years. Just like those things that Marty McFly traveled through.
Yeah, I suppose he just took the shortcut, didn't he?
He did. Like with everything else. That damn rowdy kid.
Yeah, god damn it. Inventing rock and roll and
he
giving it to...
He was definitely the villain of that story.
Yeah, Marty McFly was the worst villain ever created.
Yeah.
He had to invent rock and roll for black people. Fuck you, Marty.
That is bad, isn't
it? It's so bad.
It's like implying that Chuck Berry couldn't have thought of music on his own. He had to have some scrawny white kid think of it for him.
Yeah, some shitty little fucking high school teenager. Mm. What a scumbag.
Way down in Louisiana, but boo.
Not even singing about his life.
Yeah, exactly.
I live in middle America, I want a big truck. My girlfriend's real pretty, I'm gonna get fucked.
And then I travel back in time and now I'm here playing the guitar in front of lots of
beer-filled youngsters.
Closeted queer
stopped
people
a rape
who
tonight.
Feel like they can't talk about it because it's the 1950s.
Yeah.
We live in a fucking backward society.
McCarthyist era, a communist witch hunt.
Go! Oh, boy.
The worst villain ever created. Do you have an answer for this one?
What was that Pendleton that we created on this podcast?
Oh, John C. Pendleton. Yeah, he was pretty weak.
It's pretty bad.
Pretty flimsy concept.
A little loose around the edges.
How is he?
Let's check in with him right now. No, we can't.
I'm fictional. Oh, well.
His voice has changed.
Yeah, it has. It's almost like he was played by an actor.
Yeah. Yeah. I don't even know if people know about that, but
that is deep in the annals of SSJ history.
Mm. That aside, I think we're the worst villains.
Yeah, we're pretty bad heels. Mm. We're just fumbling and kind of nice.
Bad heels, great balls.
pair of testicles.
Nearly. Yeah. We got this new air freshener. Yes. One of our housemates bought an air freshener.
The Glade
it's an automatic
spray
kind.
It scares the fucking shit out of me. That's so the scariest music to happen during a game ever.
Yeah.
We'll be in the middle of a silent game of ice hockey because we've turned the crowd down or whatever.
Yeah.
We'll just be like, tss, very loudly, like a snake about to strike. It's like a cobra.
Yeah, exactly.
A fucking air freshening cobra over here.
Is that all the mail we got?
We got an email.
Oh, we did. I decided it's probably not for the podcast. It was kind of like a personal email.
Oh, was it?
Yeah.
Oh, okay.
He was just checking in with us. It was real nice.
Well, now everyone's going to be curious.
Well, Cameron James wrote into us. He was like, I don't have anything, no questions or anything. I'm too sleepy. But he's just like, he didn't write in for a long time. Any apologies. Still listening. Very good. Keep doing.
Aw, thanks, Cam.
Real nice.
Thanks,
Cam, for writing in.
Cammy James.
Listeners, if you want to write into the show, be part of the fray.
Mm-hmm. Join the fray.
Join
the band, the fray.
Stop making that fucking joke.
Have we made that joke before?
I make it almost every week now. Because I have to beg people to write into the show.
Yeah.
Very frequent. By the way, thanks for getting so involved in the Facebook group.
Oh, well, that's all right. I try. I try and I fail. What can I say?
People should join that Facebook group.
Yeah,
it's good
please.
Fun. It's a good chance
fun.
For us to just chat and hang out.
It's the new cool dog group, except it's cool humans saying cool things.
Well, yeah. I mean, it's a very broad discussion page. Ideally, we'd just be talking about everything. Like, oh, I went to the movie. I saw this. What do people think?
You heard me, cool dog group. You're on watch.
Yeah.
You're on blast. Make the migration. Peons, come to our group where we talk about cool things.
That's right. Not stop cool with dogs. Your, what is it, office... Something, office simulation.
Tell you what, a cool dog, not nearly as good as a hot dog. Fuck you.
Damn.
No mustard on a cool
on
dog.
Blast.
Ugh.
Cool Freaks Wikipedia Club, are you listening?
Yeah, they are. Because
they
want to need to put a thing in this.
Stop bugging yourself, the Flophouse. Everybody, Geth heads.
Geth heads.
Members of Dr. Spaceman.
Just the Geth tip.
All right, what do? We should wrap up, right?
Yeah, I guess
so. It's about the end of the show, I think.
Yeah, we should wrap up. It's,
I
want
to remind people to download our cover of Taylor Swift's Track 3.
Yep.
If you can get it to the top of the iTunes store, I will cry tears of joy.
Yeah, if you want to watch Xavier cry, either come...
And we all do.
Come past the house when he's having a bit of a mood.
A few times a day.
Or do what he just said.
Yeah.
Get it to the top of the charts.
Also, just plug-wise, I want to remind people to check out me on Twitter, at XavierRN, and of course, Carly Rae Jepsen on Instagram. That's at Carly Rae Jepsen on Instagram.
On a similar note, plug-wise, just remember when you try to fill a sink up with water, put the plug in.
That's pretty a good simple. Idea.
Better than otherwise, holding your hand.
You're
gonna
find all that water is just draining right out of there.
Yeah, through the pipe. You know, that's what it's for.
Well, it's a simple mistake, but a lot of people make it.
A simple idiotic mistake. Mm. People are fucking morons.
I also want to say, make sure you stay tuned for an entire week. Because in a week's time, we'll be doing our Halloween spooktacular.
Yeah, please do not take your eyes off your podcast feed of choice.
That's right.
Or iTunes.
If you must look away, too bad.
Make it looking away to a picture of us. If you need to rest your eyes.
I'd appreciate that.
Rest your eyes on me and Xavier's beautiful profile pictures.
Yeah, yeah.
We should do a profile picture, like one picture, but we crop it so it's just us. And when you put the pictures together, it's a picture of us too.
Oh, that's beautiful. Oh, put them in a little locket and then we'll put the lockets together.
Yeah.
And then it activates. It's like, and then we transform.
Yeah, and we can be like Ultron and we'll like walk around and wreck a city and like fight a monster.
Why haven't we been wrecking any cities lately?
By
the way, wreck city, bitch.
The reason we haven't been wrecking any cities is because this city's already wrecked, buddy.
Who was it? Oh, I know who it was.
It's Mothra.
Oh, okay.
Who do you think it was?
Well, I know that Inspector Rex.
Yeah, he does wreck. What's he inspecting? The wreckage.
Yeah, that's right.
All right. Well, that's the end of another week of Something Something Joyous, Dick. Thank you for joining us.
Mm.
It's been a tough one, man. We've had to grapple with timing issues.
We didn't talk about it, but now we should.
Yeah, well, I don't know.
Tom's got to go, essentially.
I don't have to go right now. I got to go?
You have to go.
Is it time to go?
You're being voted off the island.
I'm the weakest link.
Goodbye. yeah, no, seriously.
Find the podcast on iTunes, thomasafuckwit.com. Write into us, mail@ssjoystick.com. Follow me on Twitter @TMSNDRSN. I'm very funny, trust me. Other than that, just spread the love.
Yeah.
Spread the love.
Show the podcast to a friend if you want.
Yeah, please.
I think our numbers are going down.
Are they?
I don't know. If I say that, people will be like, oh, there's poor little babies.
Will they? Oh, I'm pretty sure I'll be like, oh, I'm going to jump off this sinking ship.
No, people
gotta get out of here before the iceberg hits.
Underdogs, like Taylor Swift.
No, they'll be like, God, geez, this is stinking up my life. Why should it stink up another's?
No, I think they really have no answer for that.
Yeah, it's true. Downhill spiral. I love it, though. Mm. We're still having fun. That's what counts.
Hey,
I'm
expressing myself. All right. Thanks for joining us. Please have a good week.
Please.
Travel safe. Enjoy. Please. Enjoy Halloween.
Yeah.
We'll see you on the other side
Hope
of it.
You score some sweet treats.
Mm. And some.
And just remember, guys, if you want to hide the razor blades in the apples, you got to push them all the way in.
That's right. You don't want any pointing out. People aren't that stupid.
Yeah, they're not that dumb.
Kids these days are pretty dumb.
Yeah.
Not that dumb.
All
right.
Night. Well, afternoon, I guess.
Sleep tight.
Sleep. Soundly.
Bum, 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 bum. 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 In sleep is like to me, in dreams he came. That voice which calls to me, and sings, sounds like Miss Piggy, and sings Miss Piggy. And do I dream again?
Hurry up!
Alright, I'm sorry. Everyone, I'm so sorry. I'm sorry. Halloween. I mean, goodbye, Ween. Goodbye, the band, Ween. Yep.
All right. Oh, wait, sound check.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, good. Oh, good.
Back in the saddle.
Club. Tremendous.
Club.
The Saddle Club?
Yep.
Saddle Club.
What was the theme song again?
We're all in this
together. I remember it was like, down, 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 down. So no one told you life was going to be this horse. No, that wasn't it.
No, wasn't it?
Was it, sometimes you need to go where everybody knows
your
name.
Your horse.
It's Cheers Club.
Best friends.
No, that's not it.
Oh, no. It's the horse. The horse. The ponies. We're three young girls.
Saddle Club. Hey, Saddle Club.
Did you pull Hey Arnold on me?
No, that was Saddle Club.
Was it?
Oh, right. No, that's not it. You're right. Yeah, it's Hey Arnold. I'm getting it mixed up.
Yeah.
Because they were on around the same time.
Oh no! The Saddle Club was like dun 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 dun. That one doesn't have any words.
Huh? Was it Ghostbusters?
No, it was Magnum PI.
Oh, okay.
Da 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 da.
Yeah, yeah, no, but that's not it. That's
Magnum PI. Of course. I felt they shared a theme, maybe.
Yeah. No.
Love and horses. Love and horses. Do 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 do. Did it? No, it's Married with Horses.
Yeah, of course, yeah. Whatever happened to horseability? No.
It's neighbors. Everybody needs good neighbors.
That's definitely it. Yeah, I think so.
Yeah, cool.
And then later on in the series, they changed the theme song, of course, to.
Yeah,
classic bit.
Yeah, it was. We're lucky that was just the sound check, though.
Oh, let's do more of it.
More of it?
Why not?
Let's do more.
TV theme thongs. Fighting crime, trying to save the horse.
That's the ending theme, though.
Oh, yeah, you're right. It should be like...
Yeah, I like that. Jungle.
Yeah, it's like that. It uses that end break, actually. And then it's like, oh, chemical X and hoofs and...
That's what makes
Saddle Club. What a shit show,
yeah,
right?
It's crazy. Mm. Crazy bad. What was the actual theme song? I'm trying to...
Now I can't remember. Oh, that's right. I think it was like... believe that.
I'm trying to actually think of it.
Yeah, no. My brain. It's so funny. We've been doing all these like joke ones and now I can't remember it.
Oh, yeah. It's like my eyes are getting weary. My back is getting tight. I'm sitting here in traffic on the horse something tonight.
Is you sure that's it?
It was King of Queens.
Yeah, no, I don't think that was it. Oh, of course. It's like, no. Nay, nay. Nay, nay.
Nay.
No, that's not it. I don't know how I'm getting these all confused, to be quite honest.
It's remarkable that we've swung and missed that many times.
With this generation, like, we just sit down in front of the TV. I mean, we might be the last generation that even has this, what with the iPads and the iPhones and the Netflix. I mean, I won't get too far into it.
Hulu.
Well, you and I, as kids, we would be parked down in front of the
hang on, you
the
and I
idiot
has
box.
Kids? We has kids?
No, as kids.
Oh, as kids.
Yeah. You and I, as kids, we would be, I don't know about you, actually.
As kids?
Yeah, as kids.
Yeah.
That's the name of our TV show.
We shit out babies live on air every week. It's a live reality show. We have to put babies up our ass and then shit them out.
Oh, Tom! Somehow they
that's
have too
like
far.
A breathing apparatus.
Somehow that's where my limit is.
Really?
Yeah.
They're clean bums. We clean our bums. We're
I know,
in television
but that
now.
Means it's premeditated.
We get
like,
our
happy to do
anuses
it.
Bleached, and the kids are show kids. Like they've been in the business long enough that they know that this is how they get to the top by going in through the bottom. Oh boy.
Oh that's right. It was like ba da down bow bum bow bum bow bum bum ba da dum ba da dum ba da da dum horse. I believe that was it.
What was that actually?
It's Channel 10 News.
What was the theme before?
Or was that 7?
I don't know.
Roger Horse Jet and his man
riding on his horses. Saddle Club are all best friends and we like to feed horses.
You can do it if you believe in yourself. That was part of it, I think.
Yeah, probably. I can't think of any more TV themes.
It sounds so much like Just Pretend by the Bends, I think, but it's not. Life is easy if you wear a smile. Come on, world. It's so fun to be horses. Hello, world.
Hello, world is what it is.
This is horse. Life should be...
Fun for everyone. That song, that? Pretty admirable in terms of
its... I thought you were going to say pretty average, and I would have agreed.
No, well, yeah, it is, but its message is pretty admirable.
Sure, I mean, it's a...
this is world, life should be fun for everyone.
This is world.
Hello, world, this is me. Yeah. Life should be fun for everyone.
I mean, yeah, it's hard to argue with that, although I think it's maybe designed so that it will be hard to argue with.
Yeah. Well, that's good.
I'm sick of these TV shows where their theme songs are designed to be easy to argue with.
Yeah, fuck them.
Whatever happened to predictability? Like, it's like, well, fucking, there is plenty of predictability. Thank you very much.
What? You
know? We're talking about theme songs.
I lost you.
What, are real monsters? They're not real. It's a cartoon. I disagree.
Yeah, that's fair. That's okay.
Inspector Gadget. What? Really? Is that his name? Did he know there were going to be gadgets?
John Gadget.
Yeah.
No, it's like the $6 million man. He had a name change. It was the least they could do.
The $6 million man's name is the $6 million
yes.
man?
First name, they're the like, $16 million. Hey, 60? Yeah, six.
Six mole.
Hey, six ball.
Six ball.
Six balls. Hey, we gave you four other balls.
Hey.
We made you bigger and better than before.
Hey, if you say to the $6 million man that he looks like $1 million, does that mean he looks like shit that day?
What does a $6 million dong look like? That's what I want to know.
Well, most of the money in that show, most of the budget of the $6 million did go straight to the dick.
Of course. They made a better dick.
That's right.
I want to know what it looks
it's
like.
Made of titanium. It's 8 foot long.
Goddamn FCC.
Well, back in those days, they didn't know what a dick, you know, what it was a primitive time, so they didn't know what the ideal features of a dick should be. They're what like, it should be big, so they made it 8 foot long. They're
8
like,
foot dick.
Should be pretty hot, I guess, so titanium.
Titanium, 8 foot dick. Yep.
It shoots out. All manner of liquids, like a soda fountain.
No, I was thinking like one of those pens that has four different colors in it.
Yeah.
He just clicks one and then...
multicolored gum and pee and
this
shit.
One shoots bullets, this one shoots acid.
No, this one just has blue pee.
This one shoots cum. It's pineapple flavored.
just based on his diet, though.
Yeah,
it's
no, that's true. That's just the regular cum from his six balls. Six balls,
they gave him a
eight
balls.
Foot dick. That's they gave him four extra balls. That's what I reckon. It's incredible that...
the math checks out.
Yeah. $1 million per ball. I think they spent way more than $6 million on this man.
Yeah.
Plus $6 million, not that much.
Well, it's inflation. I mean, yeah, at the time it was worth more.
Yeah. I wonder why they went with $6 million. $6 million.
I don't know. We'll have to watch the show and find out.
All right.
I'm not talking about our podcast. We're not going to discuss this in any more length.
Oh.
And anyway, for the listeners, we will already have talked about it if we were going to talk about it.
Oh, okay. Well, listeners, can you write in and tell me what
Tom, the time streams. It doesn't make sense like that. You'll be able to listen to this episode too.
No, but I want to hear it from me. I want to hear it from the listeners. So it seems new.
Write in and say what exactly?
Say what I said on the podcast. But I won't remember because I've got to wipe your memory after every episode.
Wipe my memory? What difference does that make?
I don't know. You remember things for me, don't you?
No, that's not how it works.
Oh, sorry, I forgot.
Bad memory, actually.
Oh, I forgot. Sorry.
Oh, Tom.
That's the end of the sound check.
Are you done?
I'm done.
Are you about finished?
Hey, man, I'm just trying to make a good podcast here. I'm just trying to be silly and goofy.
We're having a good time.
Yeah.
All right. Well, thanks for joining us.
Buenos Aires.
I'm talking about you.
Oh, thank
thanks,
you.
Thanks, Tom, for joining us. It's all me right. And my evil twin. Hey, Halloween episode next week.
Yeah. It's weird that you wanted to be reconjoined. Like,
Well, we were very close.
Yeah, I suppose so.
I always managed to steal money from his pocket.
Hang on, that's a Treehouse of Horror episode.
Yeah, I know.
Yeah. I'm an idiot.
I was trying to create a fresh new spin.
Yeah. Okay, well, I'm sorry.
No, it's fine. It's not your fault. Boy, imagine if we finished this thing like 30 seconds ago when it was a good time to cut it off.
Well, any time is a good time, I guess. Like,
it's always a good time.
Like now.
A wise woman once said that.
And a wise man.
That's true. Owl
Enrique.
City. Lest us forget.
No, it was Enrique Iglesias.
No, it wasn't Enrique Iglesias.
Yes, it was.
Fuck you.
It fucking
was. It was Carly Rae Jepsen and Owl City.
No,
Owl City, bitch.
Look it up.
Well, seriously? You're taking me to task on Carly Rae Jepsen related knowledge.
I will prove you right off air. It's Enrique Iglesias.
It's not fucking Enrique Iglesias.
It is.
Carly Rae. Oh, I spelled it wrong. Fuck this. Jepsen, good time, and let's see, Owl City, bitch.
That says
really
Enrique Iglesias.
It
says Enrique Iglesias.
Do you not know how to read? Is that what we're learning today?
Okay, I'm illiterate. I told you that.
You didn't tell me that.
The listeners read for me. That's why I need them to.
I'm amazed you're so uppity for somebody who really, like...
Don't use the word uppity with me.
Why not?
That's not very nice at all.
What word would you prefer me to use in this?
Actually, uppity is a great word.
Thank you.
I really like it, but I don't like how it's used in popular vernacular.
Well, I don't like how
people use it to describe people of a different color.
Wait, what? Really?
Yeah, no, that's like the connotation.
Of which people?
When, you know, like a minority asserts their rights as a human being.
You've got such great, like, knowledge of words that have been used to hurt people in very small instances. Well, potentially small instances.
No, you're right. No. When
like, I've got so many words that are just words to me, and apparently they're, like, awful. And, like, I'm glad that I have you around.
It's a good idea to know what words, like, in the context. Oh, of course.
Yeah, I don't want to offend anybody. I appreciate it. But, like, you have such a depth of knowledge. It astounds me.
Well, it's watching television shows with, like, you know, characters in them that get racially prejudiced against. That's not, that doesn't make sense. Anyway, we could have ended this 5 minutes ago.
Sure, yeah. But now that we're still going, tell me about your new book.
My new book?
Yeah.
It's a instruction manual for a VCR that is no longer sold.
Oh, that's great.
It's one
you
of
should
my...
release a book like that.
It's I didn't write it. I just found it at a garage sale.
Oh, I see. Right.
And I'm just photocopying it. So it's your new
book in the
it.
Sense that it's a book that you have.
Yeah, exactly.
I gotcha.
Yeah. It's not very well paced.
Mm-hmm.
There's some real issues with, you know, when certain characters appear, like the start button halfway through the book. It's the start button. It should be at the start.
Yeah, it's true. That's just going to confuse people.
And then the fast forwards all the way at the end and the slow motion's all the way at the beginning. So it throws the pacing off quite significantly. Very
you
slow
have a VCR
starter.
With a slow motion? That's fancy.
Yeah.
Sorry. Yeah. That's the radio-friendly one. No, dude. No.
How do you do it?
You got to go in. Mm-hmm. Radio.
Slow motion. Yeah, that's good.
Oh, sorry. Do it in slow motion.
All right.
Thanks for listening. See you next week. Bye.